and welcome to this week's RLE. So I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her last name correct. Feel free to correct me. I'm totally okay with that. Kind of like the Alexander Paganini, which I know was Pagani, and I don't know why I kept saying Paganini. I had no idea. So again, feel free to correct me if I say things that are foolish, like Paganini, when I know it's Pagani. But anywho, so this week's RLE is going to be diving into something I call these gems that the Lord has me stumble upon. So this one is by a Brooke Ligerwood. So she's from New Zealand. She's also from Hillsong. But she does this devotional on her new album called Desert Song. And, you know, in the beginning, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, thumbs up. And then it just gets flipped up on its head. So this is a 2 minute and 30 second devotional from Brooke. And we're going to dissect it here this week. Again, welcome to this week's RLE.
See that no one misleads you. The Bible is clear that the last days will be filled with false teachers, deception, mockers, lawlessness, those who love themselves, those who will be unloving and unholy, those without self-control, those who will pretend to know God, yet they are simply whitewashed tombs. There will be no great end times revival. Just a great last days deception. Scripture warns that people will creep into their churches unaware. Who are those creeping in and why are they doing it? The church in the last days will be full of compromise, deception, and a lack of discernment. Life clips will contend earnestly for the faith as Jude 3 instructs. Warning! The red light has been turned on. Grab your Bible. It's time to expose the dark.
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes didn't wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you.
Really, all but the NIV being used, I felt pretty confident. I was like, okay, why do people say that she's so bad? I mean, I know she is, but I was just giving her the benefit of the doubt. And then now it's when it gets bad. Here you go.
We know, of course, that the Israelites to whom this was spoken failed the wilderness test miserably. They grumbled, they rebelled, they slipped into idolatry, yet God still sustained this people, stuck with them, and they remained his choice. In Luke 4, Jesus is led into the wilderness by the Spirit, and he passes the test that the Israelites couldn't pass. But as Tim Keller points out in his sermon, Honey from the Rock, yes, it's the same sermon that helped inspire that other song, Jesus passes the test that we cannot pass.
You all know that I love when people use Bibles, so I can go and say, well, is that in fact true? And it is to a degree. So Jesus, that is why he quoted. So remember, they wandered 40 years. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. And with that being said, when he quoted Deuteronomy, it was as if Christ was telling him, hey, I knew what happened to the Israelites. Although they were fed with manna from heaven, Jesus ate nothing. And then at that point, it was more temptation that really she just didn't get into. First of all, he was extremely hungry. So the devil first tempted him with food. Can you imagine not eating for 40 days where the Israelites had food? So she's kind of right. And I'm not a fan of Tim Keller, but that's not really all of it. We just can't take one snippet and say that is the whole thing. So again, the Israelites for 40 years had the manna from heaven. Jesus had nothing. Therefore, he was hungry. Thus, the first temptation. The second and third temptations were written a little differently by Luke's account. So it's kind of where these two temptations and the third one are back to back, simultaneously working. It was the first one, well, hey, look at all of this. I can give you all of this, all the kingdoms of the world, conditional, though, upon you worshiping me. And then the third one is when he was trying to say, hey, throw yourself off of that temple. Why did he say that? Because he wanted to change the trajectory of Christ's ministry. He knew Isaiah 52 through 53 about Christ coming as the suffering servant. So there's always more that they always seem to leave out.
We are going to face wilderness seasons, desert seasons, in our own lives. And statistically, the likelihood of us navigating them perfectly and sinlessly is absolutely 0%. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us to take heed of what happened with the Israelites back then, to be warned and not to think we're beyond making some of the same mess ups. But we're also encouraged in the same chapter in verse 13 that God is faithful and that when we are tempted, he will provide a way out so that we can endure. And that's such an important word for the wilderness seasons in our lives, endure. In verse 4, we're told that even those wild post-Egyptian Israelites were accompanied by Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:4 says they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and the rock was Christ. So certainly he too accompanies us. Thank God that we have a Savior who navigated the wilderness perfectly before we ever have to.
The one thing that we can glean from all of these people, including Brooke, and I could just go down the list, right? Joyce Myers, Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, Sarah Jakes. I mean, the list goes on and on. Priscilla Schreier. They sound like what they're saying is, in fact, oh yeah, that sounds so biblical. That sounds so smart. And yet it's not. And that is the trick of the enemy, is to give you a word salad of positivity so you don't dive yourself and be a Berean and get into the word.
And that he will help us endure and sustain us therein. He is one in whom we can absolutely trust and on whom we can utterly rely. Psalm 136, 16, to him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever.
My advice to anyone is this. The Bible is not just doom and gloom and a hell-beating seminar. The Bible unequivocally is about love and encouragement. But the Bible is not, and hear me, about us. And what I mean by that is we cannot, under any circumstances, read the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation and make it about ourselves. That is not the point of God's Word. So I'm here to just implore every single person, when you hear something like this, be a Berean, search the scriptures, and see what they say, if it's true. Until next time, bye guys.